We're experiencing a little bit of mic troubles with Debbie at Fort George with Troy Radio, so please bear with us. We're going to try to fix out and iron the problems that we're having with her mic, so please bear with us. We're going to try to get her fixed. So
now we're about to go into a special edition of the mating game. Stinky, what are you up to now?
Yes, Debbie, and welcome to all you peoples out there in the live studio audience. Let's hear it from you. Yes, Debbie, that is total, you know, I would like everybody to pay careful attention now. You know, Debbie, that from time to time, we here at Troll Radio Review, we like to perform a public service.
Oh, yeah? Public service, okay.
Well, yeah, you know, and this morning, our public service is directed at those peoples who would like to have a little bit more of romance in their life.
No, Mr. Troll.
Well, you do not need any romance in your life.
Well, I think I got about all I can handle.
Well, maybe you're one of the fortunate peoples, yeah.
Okay.
But there are others out there that maybe could use a little bit of romance. And so this morning, ladies and gentlemen, we have here with us in the studio audience the crew from Shanghai in Astoria. Let's hear it for them. And they are here to maybe provide a little bit of that for us. And Mama, will you and your two daughters come up here right now, please?
Oh, hello. We have my two lovely young daughters, Greta and Sigrid. They are both 27 years old and getting a little long in the tooth, so they may need to find a husband soon.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we are in the middle of the Midsummer's Festival, and they would really like some dates.
Maybe that is why we are here, Mama, is to provide that service for people here in our studio audience and those out there in Radio Land. Would you like to introduce for us one of your two daughters, one at a time, please?
My name is Sigrid, and I work at the fish cannery all day. It is hard but honest work. Each night, I come home and help my mom and sisters clean house, cook supper, and get ready for tomorrow. But this week, we have a few days off because of the Midsummer Festival. I am so excited. But I would like to have a date. And yes, I am a sturdy woman.
We're all together now. 1, 2, 3. Hard working. A sturdy woman. Come back up here a little bit, please, again. Now, you are looking for a date at the Midsummer Festival. Now, when could a perfect gentleman maybe meet you? When and where, please?
We can meet at the Astashi Opera Company, 129 West Bond Street, tonight at 6 o'clock. But you will have to have me back home no later than midnight, or my mama might get worried.
No! You can stay out as long as you like. After all, this is the Midsummer's Festival. Wonderful things can happen. Basta!
Oh, now this is daughter number two. Let us hear a little bit about her.
My name is Greta, and I work in the fish cannery all day, too. It is hard and honest work. Each night I come home, but I don't help my mama or my sisters clean house or cook. I'm too busy looking for a husband.
And so you are looking for a husband. Now, are you a...
A sturdy woman?
So, when and where can they meet you at the Midsummer Festival?
Well, they can meet me at the Astor Street Opera Company at 129 West Bond Street tonight at 6, or next Thursday at 6.
Oh, either tonight at 6 or next Thursday at 6 at the Astor Street Opera Company. Oh, very good. Well, thank you, girls, for coming, and I hope that maybe we can put some romance back into people's lives at the Midsummer's Festival this Thursday and next Saturday, and also next Friday, too, at the Astor Street Opera Company at 6 o'clock. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Ha!
Oh, sturdy women, thank you very much. Oh, wait. Wait! That is not all that we have for romance, ladies and gentlemen. No, no. Look who we have here. Oh, I understand that you are not Mama's daughters.
No. Oh, no. We're Miss Macy's best ladies.
Oh, Miss Macy. Oh, my goodness. I'm just getting a little warm up here. Now I would like now is that there may be some gentlemen out there in the show who would like to put a little romance in their lives. How exactly might that happen?
Oh, you gotta stop by the Opry Company next week.
Eat it.
Oh, okay. All right. Eat the mic for you. You can stop by the Opry Company all next week, Thursday through Sunday. We have a matinee at 2 o'clock. You come see us then. But you know, the question you should be asking, Mr. Troll, is there anybody listening on the radio?
Oh, yes, there are thousands of people listening out there right now.
I sure hope so. Oh. Or maybe here in the audience looking for a good time.
Is there anybody out there looking for a good time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, these three gentlemen, come right up here.
Okay.
Hey. Right up to the mic.
Oh, yes. Oh, here are three fine-looking young gentlemen. And exactly who are you?
I'm Yako.
I'm Aino.
And I'm Sven.
No, he's Oli.
No, I'm Sven. I'll be Oli.
And we go fishing all day long. We throw out our nets and get paid by the pound. But we don't clean or pack 'em. No packing.
None involved.
But there's one thing we want you to know. We like sturdy women.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah.
That's so odd. I was wondering, you know, we had the daughters up here. Are you boys interested in maybe taking one of the daughters out, or maybe one of Macy's girls? What do you prefer?
Can we have both?
The benefit of dating a sister is you give them vodka and have fun,
but is vodka?
Vodka.
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 Yeah.
It's like water, but better.
Oh!
But then if you want to have a good time with a Macy young lady, you have to give them vodka and money.
Oh! Wait, is there a constable in... No, there's not. Okay. But what do you do with the... I have a question. What do you do with the fish once you catch them? Do you have this, do you sell them? Do you eat them? What do you do with them?
We sell them to Mr. Crook, but he normally doesn't pay very good.
Mr. Crook! Let's hear what the audience thinks of Mr. Crook! Yeah, he is not a good man, I understand.
No,
he is not. Anyway, would you like to ask one of the girls at Macy's some questions before you decide whether or not that you want to take her out on the Midsummer Festival?
Can you girls clean fish?
Ew.
That's very important.
We sure can.
Let them.
We can clean fish.
Yeah!
Do you know how to smoke fish?
That is, if they can keep the tails lit.
So anyway, what are the arrangements that you make with Miss Macy in order to take one of these girls out for the Midsummer Festival?
You know, Mr. Troll, I think think we're going to wait and let people find that out when they go see Shanghai in Astoria live over on Bond Street. Yeah. They've got lots of opportunities, so hopefully that we'll, everybody will take part in that. Would you tell us one more time the dates that people can come and see Shanghai in Astoria?
They can come this evening.
Yeah?
Last show this weekend, and then they can come next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 7:30, and then Sunday, doors open at 1:30.
All right. It's fun for the whole family. So get on down there. You'll be singing the songs for a week afterwards.
Well,
all
thank
right.
you very much. Let's hear it for the group from Shanghai in Astoria.
All right. Thanks so much. Shanghai and Astoria, definitely an Astoria treasure. Well, we are finally getting some of my favorite Fisher Poets gathered. We've got John Broderick and Jay Speakman. They've been with Fisher Poets Gathering since the very beginning. It's another Astoria treasure, the last weekend in February every year. And they do a lot of cool things throughout the year. So I'm going to turn the troll stage right on over to them and let them take off. Welcome, guys.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, we got a little song about canneries and the people who work in them. Ready, Jay?
Yeah, let's.
Working swing shift, driving forklift, her shoulders bare beneath her raven hair.
She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery.
Her red bandana, I think I can smell her perfume in the egg room. I love to watch her walk down those rain-swept docks.
She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery. With dark eyes at the cannery.
One more time, Jay. When we got back to put up home pack, she donned rain gear, then she stood near. Her gloved hand touched mine on the sliming line.
She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery. She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery. She's the girl with dark eyes at the cannery.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so since this is Troll Radio Review, we'd like to do one that we call Skookum Troller. It has a troll in it somewhere there.
On deck for 6 long years, chopping bait, shifting gear, paid my dues in flesh and bone, till I had enough money for a boat of my own. Now I got me a boat, she's the pride of the fleet, she's a Skookum Troller and I keep her real neat. When I go out fisher, getting in line just to take a little ride on that troller of mine. Well, she cuts through the water like she's eating pie. She's so doggone pretty, makes a grown man cry. Ain't too small, she ain't too big. All in all, she's a pretty good rig with a Detroit diesel. It's an 892, 2-to-1 gear and a 4-bladed screw. East Hope Gerties, stainless steel wire. She can catch fish like a house on fire. When I hit the dock, I'm the cock of the walk, and I keep $1,000 in an old wool sock. Everybody knows I'm a real high roller, and it's all on account of that Skookum Troller, cause I got me a boat, the pride of the fleet. She's a Skookum Troller, and I keep her real neat. When I go out fisher, getting in line just to take a little ride on that troller of mine. Yeah, I got me a boat, the pride of the fleet. She's a Skookum Troller, and I keep her real neat. When I'm aboard, I don't chew no snooze, and I like to go fishing in a 3-piece suit.
Okay.
I like that one, Jake.
You know, John, did you know that trolls actually are pretty good fishermen? Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, I walked into the seafood store, and there's a sign there that says, Troll Caught Salmon. $9.95 a pound.
Oh, that is very funny.
Oh.
And it's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, they have long fingernails, and it only makes sense.
Miles and miles. Well, a lot of folks around here. It's been the month of June and July up in Bristol Bay chasing the sockeye salmon, and that includes me and my family as well. We spent a lot of time working in country that looks a lot like Young's Bay.
I actually got up there this summer to witness it with my own eyes. Took my daughter, Rachel. We got to see a few fish caught on the mud flats.
Yeah, you saw a lot of mud too, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We waded up to our knees in it.
Well, I grew up in Ballard and I studied at the U. Summers I went seining with my dad's southeastern crew. I got tired of all them humpies, tired of fishing with my ball. So I signed on the pole in Bristol Bay, and here's what I saw. I saw miles and miles of mud flats, all them sockeye swimming by. I saw miles and miles of mud flats, gonna stay here till I die. Well, down in old Seattle in the harbor one Friday night, I met a dark-haired beauty, she ran a set net sight. We shared a glass of Pinot and we ate our oysters raw.
I looked deep into her eyes, and this is what I saw. I saw miles and miles of mud flats, all them sockeye swimming by. I saw miles and miles of mud flats, gonna stay here till I die. One more time, Jay. Well, set netting was easy, you just keep your set net wet. Keep picking fish, keep rolling gear, get all that you can get. I thought I was a highliner, yeah, I thought I'd kill them all. But I fell asleep as the tide went out, when I woke, here's what I saw. I saw miles and miles of mud flats, all them sockeye swimming by. I saw miles and miles of mud flats, gonna stay here till I die. Thank you.
You know, I think I'm going to go ahead and just welcome our next performer. Greg Park hails from Cathlamet. Did you come across the ferry this morning?
Skamakaway.
Sorry. I've been getting that wrong for a long time.
Cathlamet's like New York.
I?
Skamakaway is like, Skamakaway is tiny.
Tiny town.
You can't really be from Skamakaway. Yeah. It's not big enough to fit
but
two
did
people.
You come across on the ferry this morning?
No, I actually came across the bridge.
Oh, okay. Well, I love that ferry.
Yeah, the ferry's kind of cool.
That ferry is so much fun to ride. Anybody here who has never made it up to Westport and rode across the ferry, taken their bicycles maybe, or just driven around the island, it is really a fantastic thing to do. Well, in the meantime, over there at Skamakaway, Greg Park is a singer-songwriter. Haven't you just released your latest CD?
Yeah, just a new one just out. It's called Mermaid's Whisper.
It's the sequel to
Son of the Seaman's Daughter.
We love Son of the Seaman's Daughter on KMUN.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing some new tunes today.
Okay, I'll do a couple off the
CD.
I know, short people, I got to adjust the microphone. Everybody's taller than me. Nah, that's fine. As long as I can see over it, it's okay. Live radio is kind of like playing in a big coliseum with, you know, all the bright spotlights, because you know the people are out there, but you can't see them. Except the house audience, you guys are like the mosh pit. You're right up close, so we can see you guys. Or the Gallagher section. You know what the Gallagher section is? You guys never seen Gallagher? Yeah, you know, he gets out the Smash-O-Matic and all the people in the front row. Well, don't move back. You guys can stay up here. Okay. Y'all know who Juliette Lewis is, the actress? She's kind of quiet and gentle and meek, and she kind of talks like this with a slow drawl. Well, I grew up thinking that's what Juliette Lewis was just kind of a, you know, shy, innocent girl next door type. She's also into music. Have you ever seen Juliette Lewis and the Hot Licks? Well, she's anything but ladylike. I mean, she's covered in sweat. She's jumping around. Her dress is up to here, and she's just... And I happened to see her perform with her band one time, and I thought, wow, if I was a 15-year-old boy, madly in love with the idea of Juliette Lewis, and saw her doing that, like rip my heart out and leave my 8-0 hanging out. It was just, you know, just shocking. So I thought, well, maybe I should write a song about that. So I did. And the song is up on YouTube, and if you happen to look up Juliette Lewis on YouTube, I've been told once in a while my video comes up. So I'm waiting for the letter from her attorney saying, hey, knock it off. But I don't mention Juliet Lewis per se. It's just called Juliet. Like this. Oh, Juliet, you seem so secure, surrounded by that sacred image, keeping you so pure. Oh, Juliet, we're so far apart. How many times I've heard your whisper reaching for my heart, my Juliet. Oh, Juliet, I'm in the second row, but the cameras don't see. I turn my head, but still I want to know. Oh, Juliet, how can I believe? I thought I had my fix on you, but now I can't conceive, my Juliet. Juliet, can you feel my heart break? The shattered image that you left me is more than I can take. Oh, Juliet, what am I supposed to do? My feet are heading for the door, but I want to be true to Juliet. Waiting for a miracle to save me from myself. I can't believe it's gone so far. Wish I were someone else, Juliet. Oh, Juliet, is this your fall from grace? I hold on to that innocence that I still see in your face. Oh, Juliet, I have no words to say, but if you heard them, would you even know me anyway, my Juliet? My apologies to Juliet and her attorneys. Thank you very much. Well, my CD called Son of a Seaman's Daughter, which has gotten some nice airplay on KMUN Radio. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Actually, one time when I got done recording that first CD, when you record, you kind of get tired of hearing the same music over and over again. So shortly after I finished Son of a Seaman's Daughter, I was driving into Longview. And I had the CD on in my CD player in my truck, and it was playing Son of a Seaman's Daughter, and I thought, yeah, that's enough. So I hit the eject button, and it kept playing. Kept hitting the eject button, and finally it dawned on me. My radio was on KMUN Radio, and they were playing my song. That was the coolest feeling. I wanted to buy 5 radio stations for my mother, like Rolling Stone. Couldn't do it. Anyway, the song Son of a Seaman's Daughter ended with the sailor just sailing off to sea, never to be heard from again. So I thought, that kind of leaves the book open for another chapter. So Mermaid's Whisper is kind of the sequel to Son of a Seaman's Daughter. And the title of the song goes like this. Can I get some more guitar in the monitor? His father was a seaman, and he sailed across the ocean. A life on the waves, as he roamed from sea to sea. Born into a long line of sailors that came before him, he left his son the same legacy. His mother was a young girl who'd been warned about a sailor, Her tale's been sung before of her family's history. Just like his father, she came from a long line of sailors. This is the story as handed down to me. Oh, how the waves do crash as they rise up from the sea. The misty air is haunting on that breeze. And the mermaid's whisper carries through that salty air, enough to bring a sailor to his knees. Any sailor knows the time in port is taken from a mistress who has things she won't allow. She sets the course, love is not forgiven. A sailor's curse is truly a sacred vow. Ladies of a harbor town clearly know the risk they're taking. But time is not embraced a young girl's heart. Her love is strong but not enough to steer a course of treason. For a sailor and the sea will never part. Oh, how the waves do crash as they rise up from the sea. The misty air is haunting on that breeze. And the mermaid's whisper carries through that salty air, enough to bring a sailor to his knees. At sea did not fade the sailor's memory. At times he wondered why his life was all or none. He never did return to that harbor of his longing. He never knew about his only son. Generations pass and I am not a sailor, the grandson of a seaman's daughter though I be. I sometimes wonder if I hear the mermaid's whisper in the morning mist calling out to me. Oh, how the waves do crash as they rise up from the sea. The misty air is haunting on that breeze. And the mermaid's whisper carries through that salty air, enough to bring a sailor to his knees. Oh, how the waves did crash as they rose up from the sea. The misty air was haunting on that breeze. And the young girl's whisper carried through that salty air, but not enough to bring a sailor home from the sea. And that's Mermaid's Whisper. Thank you very much. Have time for one more? Okay. This next song here is one that I wrote dedicated to our soldiers doing their job all over the world. It's not a political song in any way, shape, or form. It's just thanking our soldiers for the job that they do. And if you happen to go to, on the internet, gregparkmusic.com, and that's Park E, my boo. Was that my hook to get off the stage? Stop talking and play? Actually, if you go to Greg Parkey Music, P-A-R-K-E, or gregpark.com, gregparkmusic.com, and join my mailing list, you can get a download of this song for free. And if you do that, you can make billion copies, send it off to soldiers all over the world. That'd be cool. Just let them know we're thinking about them. The song's called Faded Old Flag. They came from the heart of our country, from cities and farms large and small. They heard the rage of this nation. They were right there to answer the call. Now they're off in some desert, fighting in the heat and the sand. And this faded old flag's gonna fly till the troops come home. I flew this flag on the first day our troops shipped out for Iraq. And I swore upon my honor it would fly until they came back. And I hope they know we remember, and in our hearts they're never alone. And this faded old flag's gonna fly till the troops come home. I flew this flag on the 4th of July, column proud, long may it wave. In its shadow we honor those fallen who died in New York on that day. Now it flies for our soldiers, and I'm proud of them all. How about you? And this faded old flag's gonna fly till the troops come home. Some people say this war wasn't justified, that the U.S. of A is out of line. Well, I don't have any answers. I guess we'll know in due time. Right now they're following their orders, and their courage and honor is high. And this faded old flag's gonna fly till the troops come home. I flew this flag on the 4th of July, calling proud, long may it wave. In its shadow we honor those fallen who died in New York on that day. Now it flies for our soldiers, and I'm proud of them all. How about you? And this faded old flag is gonna fly till the troops come home. Hope they all get home safe soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So thanks, Greg. Good to have you here. And I'll bet if you're interested in getting any of his CDs that he might have some in the car. Yeah, I know most musicians do. Yeah, I love your songs. I love the storytelling songs in particular. A song that tells a story grabs my heart. Well, there are some very amazing things going on in our community. Amazing beyond the regular amazing. On each side of the river today, there are some really cool family-friendly festivals. There's a family-friendly friendly festival on each side of the river. One of them is on the north side of the river, One Nation Under Ink. It's a big tattoo festival. They've got live music and all sorts of entertainment and events and activities, and it is a fundraiser for Meals on Wheels. And that one does have an admission fee, but it's family friendly. Sounds like it's a lot of fun. No admission at all to one right here in Clatsop County, the Port Amsterdam Hemp Fest. That's out at the fairgrounds today from noon to 8 and from noon to 5 tomorrow. It is raising money for children's cancer research. There's some fantastic looking live music at this one, and activities and information, booths. I'm not sure what to expect out there, but it sounds like it'd be an interesting thing to go to. So maybe we'll see you out there later. Just getting out and enjoying this great sunshine and our river and our ocean, and honoring all the people who are working hard to keep them safe and clean for you. Well, we have a Troll Radio house band here, so I'm going to turn the stage over to them. Anybody ready to dance? I'm sure they'll have a tune or two for that.
Thank you, Debbie. This is the Troll Radio House Band. And featuring Larry Moore, John Fenton, and Brad Griswold, and I'm Joseph Stevenson. And what's the first tune going to be, Larry?
Big Sandy River.
Big Sandy River. Take it away, Brad. Thank you very much. Brad Griswold on some great bluegrass banjo. Thank you, Brad. We've been having some troubles with the audio, so we want to apologize to anybody out there who's been having trouble. I think they got it pretty much got it straightened out. We've got a great bunch of guys that help out down here. Yosef and Jack and Terry and Ray and a few others whose names I don't know. Everybody's been scrambling over the audio gear. This is a new space for us to work in on Troll Radio upstairs at the Fort George, and it is a gorgeous place and a gorgeous view, and it's a gorgeous day outside. So thank you for those of you who are in here listening. And the next tune we're going to do is an old tune that's been done in the blues tradition and bluegrass in this case, and it's called Sitting on Top of the World.
One, two, three.
In the spring, one sunny day, my good gal left me. Lord, she went away. Now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. ¶¶ Mississippi River runs deep and wide. I got me a woman on the other side, but now she's gone. I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't like my peaches, don't shake my tree. Get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. But now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Come here running, holding out your hand. I got me a woman, you can get your man. But now she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. And now she's gone, and I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
Thank you. And we're going to do one called Canaan's Land. Is that right, Larry?
That's right. We're going to do Canaan's Land. This is, we're not preaching or anything like that. Just like we're non-political.
Okay, this is an old high-octane bluegrass spiritual.
All right, boys. Well, I'm going to pull this just a hair closer to me so it's easy to get that.
Counter off.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a high sign here. We're going to do one more short instrumental. We're going to do a truncated version of the old fiddle tune, Cherokee Shuffle. Hit it.
Well, now we're going to get all the musicians up here to sing you out here in a little bit. I want to say some great big thank yous, though. This show takes a whole lot of organization and a whole lot of work, and we could not do it without our amazing engineering staff. I want to say a big thank you to Ray and Terry and Yosef and Jack. And hey, and thanks to the whole crew of the Fort George. Thank you. It's not easy to have somebody come in like this in your workspace and bring all their kids and everything. So thanks a lot to Fort George, the staff of here, and to the Tillicum Foundation, who operate Coast Community Radio. Hope you all did something with us during our last pledge drive, and big thanks to all of you who did and supported us through there. And also thanks to Dave Nelson back at the station who keeps this rolling on the air. So we're going to be next September, the last Saturday in September, we will be doing Troll Radio over by the old train station at the Pacific Northwest Brew Cup. And not sure who our musical guests are yet, but we're going to make sure it's somebody really fun because the Brew Cup has activities for kids of all ages. So another family-friendly event here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. So we'll see you next Saturday, next month at the end of September down at the Brew Cup. And all the musicians are going to sing you on out of here in honor of the 50 years from the March on Washington.
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree canted by the water, we shall not be moved. Black and white together, we shall not be moved. Black and white together.
not be blue. We shall not be blue, just like a tree standing by the water.
Doctor in 64, we shall not be moved. Met the doctor in 64, we shall not be moved. Met Dr. King in 64, we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved.